insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلَّ وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَجَعَلَهُ سَاكِنًا ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلًا
Have you not considered your Lord, how He extends the shadow, and if He willed, He could have made it stationary? Then we made the sun for it an indication.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 45th verse of the chapter. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلِّ وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَجَعْلَهُ سَاكِنًا ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلًا Have you not seen the might of your Lord, how He extends the shadow? And if He had pleased, He would certainly have made it stationary. Then we have made the sun an indication of it. Also, the 46th verse says, ثُمَّ قَبَضْنَاهُ إِلَيْنَا قَبْضًا يَسِيرًا Then we draw it in towards ourselves by an easy contraction. Brothers and sisters, from this part of the chapter, we actually are facing some of the verses that are showing us the guidance that we can get from the system and the working of the nature by looking at it and by pondering on it. And the best way of knowing Allah for all is to ponder the phenomena of existence. These are some creatures that are all created according to a divine wisdom. The rotation of the earth around itself, the rotation of the earth around the sun, they are not accidental. They are wisely and prudently. In this regard, Imam Baqir alayhi salam has said, the purpose of the extension of shadow in the verse is the shade that is between the dawn and rising of sun. So, when the verse says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلِ Have you not seen your Lord, how He extends the shadow? This might be the exact translation of it. Although some count the shade as the shade of night or afternoon, but with regard to the next sentence, which says, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلًا Then we have made the sun an indication of it, what Imam says seems to be more acceptable.
على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء لي الدنيا طريقا We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Anyway, these two noble verses, I mean the 45th and 46th one, they are mentioning some of the main parts of divine blessings as the secrets of monotheism, as the paths to knowledge of Allah. And it seems deliberating on these affairs helps us to be more familiar with our Creator and somehow move faster toward Him. So at first it says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلِ. Have you not seen your Lord how He extends the shadow? وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَجَعَلَهُ سَاكِنًا. And if He had pleased, He would certainly have made it stationary. ثُمَّ جَعَلَّ الشَّمْسَ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلًا. Then we have made the sun an indication of it. Certainly, this part of the verse refers to the importance of blessing of vast and moving shades. These shades, as the Holy Quran says, they do not stay in one place. They're always and constantly moving. They're changing. In this regard, commentators have got various opinions about the purpose of shade or which shade is meant by this verse. Some, of course, believe as what the Imam has said, that is, the shade between the dawn and rising of the sun. Some say that this spread and vast shade that this verse is discussing is the one which covers the earth between the dawn and the rising of the sun, which is the most pleasant shade and hours of the day. This pale shading begins from the dawn and at the rising of the sun, then sun's brightness somehow replaces it. Some have said that this shade is the shade of night that begins with the evening and ends with the rising of the sun, because we know that night is in fact the shade of the hemisphere of the earth that is in front of the sun. And this shade is conical that expands in space in opposite side. That conical shade always moves. It ends in an area with the rising of the sun and it begins in another area again. Some others have also said that the purpose of the shade is the shade of objects that forms in afternoon and it gradually expands, like everything that we see in the afternoon. Anyway, if there were not the next sentences, we would understand an extensive meaning from this sentence. It could include all the shades, but there are other indications that we will discuss in the next episode, God willing, that shows that the first meaning and commentary is more popular, and it somehow conforms with the rest of the verse. We will, God willing, talk about that later on. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and when faith